tweet at TodaySOR.
And you can text us on 51551. Mary Louise O'Donnell is with me in studio, back from walking part of an ancient pilgrim path to Clonmacnoise with a man called Darragh MacDonald, former Irish press reporter in my day back there. Been around the world a bit since.
Yes,
and he's written this book about pilgrimages.
Yes, very interesting. Darragh MacDonald Tucker, which means Camino or the way. And he's written a book called Walking Ireland's Ancient Pilgrim Paths. And as you say, he's from Clonus originally, but he also has a great press background, journalist background, history background, politics background. But the reason he wrote the book is because he felt unwell. He felt overweight. He said he was about 4 stone overweight. He had type 2 diabetes and he had a bit of a heart attack. So he started to walk and to get fit. And he started to walk in West Tyrone and the shores of Lough Derg. And then Lough Derg one evening appeared out of the mist and he found himself walking on the trail along the pilgrim path. So he continued on, started doing the station, started feeling much better and started walking, as he said, walking with a purpose. And then he decided to go on a spiritual odyssey. Well, of course, it's somewhat touristic now in a way, and the spiritual paths of our fathers. So, and recount the pilgrimages as he went and complete certain pilgrimages. So he went all over Ireland completing pilgrimages in Glencolumbkill, Crowpatrick, Waterford, St. Brendan's, Donegal, Kerry, St. Kevin's, St. Bridget's, and became fit, not only physically fit, spiritually fit, but also in his head. So that was his raison d'etre. So it was a great way to meet him, because I would need all those fitnesses in my life, starting with the 4 stone down.
Well, we'll move on from there. So you went on one of those walks with him.
We went to Clonmacnoise, but he said, we're not going to start in Clonmacnoise. We're going to start 4 miles back, because we're not going on a talk. We're not going on a tour off a bus. We're not going to have a film and we're not going into an interpretive centre. We are going to walk the walk of the pilgrim. So we went on the Slea Mór, the great road, which is the Escarida Ridge, Escarida would be ridges in the road, which would be the Flagstaff Pilgrim Walk from Dublin to Galway, Galway east to west. It would have been the ancient, 1,400 years ago, people would have walked it. And we began at the Mongan Bog. And the first thing he gave me was an ash-long sturdy stick, which he got from Father Frank Fahey in Ballintubber, County Mayo. And it was a great stick because the pilgrims always had a stick. If you see any kind of picture of a pilgrim or sculpture of a pilgrim, it's the cloak, the cowl, you know, the monastic cowl and the stick. So it is also to bait back serpents, he was told up in Donegal. And so I was glad of it because I pressed to the ground and I'm terrified of dogs. So when dogs see a stick, they do whimper back into fields because you're not going to hit them, but they know about sticks in the country. It was a beautiful, innocent countryside. We started to walk. It was windy, a bit rainy, grey clouds, greeny fields. And I felt, looking around to my right and left, that the land was very innocent and untouched. And I felt also that you wouldn't believe you were in a place of such extraordinary nature on this walk. And the area was very bloomed, bogged on one side, bloomy on the other, and very short hills and short descents and low kind of hill drumlins around. And they say, you know, some people say the only way to see Clonmacnoise is from the water, but the pilgrims wouldn't have seen it from the water because they would have done the walk. Well, the people would have seen it from the water, maybe nowadays, but would have been traders or invaders or tradesmen. But I was walking in the footsteps of Ede, A-E-D-H. He is known as the first pilgrim, and there's a wonderful sculpture in Clonmacnoise done by him, done by Jackie McKenna of him. And then you look out, Sean, and the Shannon River appears like a kind of magic. It's like a silver ribbon in the distance and it moves in and out of the landscape like a bird. And he said to me, can you believe that such a ribbon of silver there had such an effect on us? And all around, I mean, it was last week, so there was a lot of wind and a lot of rain and there was leaves, russet and golden, brown leaves, and they were falling like, I remember the starlings falling into the trees at night. There was hundreds and thousands of leaves falling all around us. And he said, catch one of the leaves, Mary Louise, he says, because if you do, you'll have luck for a year.
So you're in Clonmacnoise, a place with a huge amount of history.
Now, but we turned the corner and what came up was what I thought was like a new Byzantium. in the distance. It was just magnificent. Like, it was a ruined city, and you could see the tip of the tall towers ahead of you. And on our left was the nuns' chapel, Chempel na Gaillach. Now, this means something to you, because Gaillach means hag or witch, and the church was built by Deirdre Vorgilla, who was the wife of Taig Irnan O'Rourke of Breffni. And she, that femme fatale, that yoke that ran off, was responsible for all of the trouble of Strongbow for 800 years. So you come from a great tradition of religious marauders.
The
interesting thing was that the church, the monastic church of the nuns, was outside the city, you know, with so near and yet so far. And then I looked up at all this historical grace and silence and beauty and holy sacred ground. And everywhere is the texture of stone and the carved round towers started by St. Kieran and the Romanesque arches and the Celtic crosses and the magnificent cross of the scriptures, which is scriptured with biblical scenes, and hundreds of muted silver stone headstones, which is the burial ground, the slumber of all the great high kings of Ireland. And it's like when you come up towards this city, that it's something that's reborn and not buried, because you're looking at a civilization. Like, it's grey stone on grey, under grey skies, monastic city with grey meandering the Shannon to the right. And it's magnificent. And I wonder, why haven't I been there before? And we continued our feet on the old flagstones, which go through a modern graveyard, up over the stile, past the cedar trees and the yew trees, which are always kept in graveyards. And we climb past and around round towers, chapels, graves, ruined cathedral and high crosses, because the Celtic churches were monastic churches. And we climb on the soft grass underfoot and steps that are from another world. And we end the pilgrimage at St. Kieran's Chapel, which is small and intense. And I stand there and it's really his burial ground. And we look around at where St. Paul, it's the Pope, John Paul, who is now to be a saint, said Mass. And you are in a new civilization and you are in our Camino de Compostela. That's where we are. And we are around what has been St. Kieran, who was from Roscommon, a scholar trained by St. Diarmaid, St. Finian. He began with sun, study and bells. He began this, you know, it was a city of learning, writing, manuscripts, gold, silver, property of the church. Even the croziers of the abbots of Clonmacnoise are in our natural history, are in our history museums. And you have all of this beauty of ecclesiastical learning, translation, Greek, Latin, the written word, illustration, crafts, the vernacular being and Latin. I mean, you're in a world.
When was it at its peak of activity and
556,
learning?
From 556. Well, Kieran was born in 556. So from 556 on, it became its peak. He actually died at 33. But what he left behind blossomed into a whole city. You know, it was a centre of knowledge with a technological university beside it. Now, it's hard to imagine what it looked like because the stone idea came later. But you're talking about round houses made of wattle and mud and wood. You're talking about thinkers and illustrators and writers and talkers and religion and Christianity and spirituality, pre-Christian. It is magnificent. And it is set right on the Shannon. And it is a place that is not full of what we now call sometimes magic or, you know, that we get on buses and we get off the buses and we stay in hotels. This is a place that you can actually walk to and soak in.
What did you and Derek talk about as you were doing that walk along?
Oh, well, we talked about life and we talked about what you're aware of and what you're attached to and that what religion did for learning, even though we've had problems and we have lost a lot in our great religions. And Daruk wouldn't believe greatly in institutions, you know, of training or institutions of obedience. And we talked about what pilgrims would have gone through. And if you'd walked as a pilgrim in Ireland, you would have walked the whole of Ireland. We talked about how we constantly run away from other things, but yet we have meaning on our own doorstep sometimes, and that we don't look for it there. And that when we talked about the collapse of, you know, the banks, but it wasn't really like the collapse will be all right because our forefathers went through far more. And we talked about, you know, when you're on a walk, you tend to talk about the truth about yourself, our own lives and what had happened in our lives and our expectations. And there is you're in the air and you are coming. He's a great believer that a journey, camino, means a way. It means coming towards something. It doesn't mean getting off a bus and being there. It's like, I suppose it's like the guys who ran 27 miles yesterday. The whole thing was the journey and the getting there. And I would recommend Irish people to go to Clonmacnoise and go on the walk, because the wind and the rain and the sun and the stone and the ancientlessness of it.
And it's kind of a DIY pilgrimage that you'd have to be doing, unlike, say, Knock or Loch Derg or some of the other places. There's nothing organised for you, I'm right in thinking.
No, there's a wonderful pilgrim road which I think the council want to make into a cycle path, which I think is beyond appalling. But there is an old road and it goes back for 30 miles that you can go on. We started 4 or 5 miles back, and anybody will tell you how to get on that road in the area. You could start at Clonmacnoise, walk away and then walk back. But the whole idea of a journey or a quest or a pilgrimage is to find some place for yourself and some essence of yourself. And, you know, his reason for doing it was his own spiritual and physical health. He didn't start off, you know, as I want to be the great pilgrim. Not at all. He walked it for physical and spiritual health. And that's the way, like the runners yesterday, different kind of thing. But you come away with a better sense, a better connection of who you are. I thought it was magnificent. I thought we have it on our doorstep. And I said to him, you need to pitch this to some or young RTE television guys, because this is something they should do next summer with a few people. You know, it really, you know, some of our independent companies that are here in RTE would be extraordinary walking this walk, especially because the vista is magnificent. And it teaches you, you know, that there's nothing new and that we've an awful lot to learn from our forefathers. And a lot of us is just about plug in and plastic, where this is really sits us somewhere in the earth and somewhere in the idea of learning.
Mary Louise, thank you as always for that wonderfully descriptive account of life on a pilgrimage, in this case to Clonmacnoise. Back after the break with a discussion on child protection legislation.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.